determine through your expertise how much money we can pay a month for rent?
How do you determine it? So you have to take, my professional opinion, you would take probably 18 to 24 month average of the revenue that's come in to the organization. You would take the same time span of expenses that have come into the organization. And basically, based on a determination of what you want to do around rent or any other expense, you're going to have to kind of, and I take it back to this commercial I like where, you know, you squeeze one end of the balloon, the other end goes up. Well, it's kind of a dance that you have to titrate. So based on those, you know, taking some averages, taking some history, and projecting it forward is the way you would determine how much rent you can afford.
So how much is the rent?
Or any expense, really.
How much is the rent on this last property you were saying that it was recommended on? How much is the rent per month?
On a property? What are you talking about?
Connecticut Avenue.
You just said Northwest Washington, so I don't know. It's the last one that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to know the LOI? Well, to be honest with you, the committee's kind of kept the LOIs as an exclusive piece, and all the details in there are really confidential. If you want to see it and you need to see it, we can take a closed session. I'll happy to dole out all the information. But actually, the LOIs specifically are something that's a LSB matter only and not for the public at this point.
Okay. So how much rent can we pay? And that's my last question. How much rent can we pay?
I think we can pay anywhere between 17,000 or more. I mean, 17,000 where we're at or below. We're paying 17,000 now, so 17,000 or below.
But we're barely paying, right? 17,000.
I mean, you're asking me a definite, and now you're asking me to kind of make some assumptions. So I don't know what you want me to do.
Right. This is...
I mean, we have to pay something less than 17. You want my opinion about what we should pay? We should be paying much less than 17,000. Absolutely. I would say $5,000 to $7,000 reduction. Sure.
Yeah, that's what I was asking for your expert opinion. That was the first thing I asked.
Well, you kind of asked, what can we do? I'm giving you what I think we should do. Two different things.
Okay. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to go to Ambrose next because we haven't heard him this evening. And then I see you, Michael and Tony. Go ahead, Ambrose.
Thank you. Kamal, the property that I guess rejected us because they were concerned about our financial position, were they specific about what they saw in our finances that gave them pause?
Nothing that I received. I can ask the broker. There may have been some private discussions with the broker, but they were not confident in the financials that we presented to them.
And is that something that we should be concerned about moving forward?
Absolutely. Yep. No question about it. We should be.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael, then Tony, keep in mind we have 6 minutes to community comment.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, Tony.
Okay. Kamal, wouldn't it be more appropriate? I like that question that Irene asked because it's a good question. Would it make sense to determine how much the station can afford in rent as a percentage of our revenues? Just like we, you know, set our own personal budgets at a percentage, you know, housing should be no more than, you know, 12%, food and clothing, 8%, so on and so forth. Would it be more appropriate to set that that ceiling at something like that?
Can I answer that, Kamal?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a good it's a good question, Tony. Two issues. One is that you know, we still don't have yet a good budget. You know, and our expenses vary widely from month to month. And so it's difficult to pin down that, okay, this percentage of so much per month. I think that I agree with you on the principle of that. The second thing is that that is not an approach that we can afford at this time to go back and start doing it that way, simply because we are really under the gun. We know we need to pay less. We know we need to pay as much less as we can and get a suitable place. But we are not in a position with the clock ticking to hold fast to a particular percentage. Although I do think that that approach makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't think it's ever too late to try that because you know, personal budget allocations, housing should be no more than 20 to 35%. And when you look at the market right now, with people working from home and a lot of offices empty, I thought that this would be a good time to find a good deal on office space, but you know, I could be wrong. I haven't been out there looking.
You got to come. Look, y'all, you need to come. If you're concerned about this issue, you don't want to hit it once a month, come out to the relocation committee meetings. We meet every week, Wednesday night. I'm telling you now, we have a professional broker, not what you think. Not what y'all think. It's not just we got the pick of the litter of anything we want. And I got a rude awakening on that in about 6-7 months ago. Not just walk out here and pick whatever we need and what we think we want.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to move to community comment now, and you all keep thinking, and I'll save some time at the end of that if there are any other questions that occurred to you on relocation.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, are you spending any time, or you just kind of open session, no time?
Let's do 2 minutes first round. And if somebody wants to come back a second time for 1 minute, we can do that.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. Mr. Lewis Wolf, please unmute yourself and proceed.
A couple of questions, Kamal. If I heard you correctly earlier, you said the K Street location didn't have air conditioning. Is that what I heard?
I didn't say anything about air conditioning, no.
Oh, I'm sorry then.
That's what Miyuki said about where we are now. Yes, the current location does not have air conditioning.
Well, that's not good, is it? We're paying this amount of rent. Shouldn't we get a refund?
Well, apparently, and I'm just going from what I've heard in meetings, and correct me if I'm wrong, Miyuki, but the lease that was signed obliges us to be responsible for the HVAC stuff.
Correct.
My second question, Kamau, is one of the spaces we are looking at, the committee is looking at, is on the first floor with a glass all around the site. And to me, that's not a good choice, simply because it's a security risk. Given the climate today, you know, several of our network stations, two in particular, were bombed and threatened. And, you know, we don't want to invite any kind of attack on our station. So I would suggest that's not a really good choice. Is that one of the choices the committee is looking at? That's all.
The committee is looking at several choices. One of them is a property that has glass as a front and one side of it. Yes.
Concern noted. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Would anyone else from the community like to have a word? Martha.
Yes, good evening. I was listening to the new programs, and I'm just wondering, why isn't there, and if this question is for the PD, if Miyuki, if you wouldn't mind asking her, why isn't there any collaboration between the PD and the programming committee when new programs are selected? And if I could get that response from the PD when she's able to, maybe email me or email the programming committee, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Ed Starr from DC. And if we have a second round, I'd like to go. And I just wanted to point out that last month I wanted to go. And when you called for people, I could not get in, even though I hadn't changed anything on my phone. So if you wouldn't mind double checking on your end, that had happened one time a few months ago too, because I was listening through the whole meeting. Thank you. What I wanted to, well, there are several things. I wanted to revisit the issue of Katia's reporting from Morocco. I thought that it was, some of the things that were said last time were somewhat disturbing. The one person on the LSB said, I don't really know what the political situation is, and I don't know why we can't move on. And, you know, I know that I knew generally about the situation, as did several people. That afternoon, before community comment, I reviewed three different articles to make sure my facts were correct. Now, I don't think that that means that people have to take my word for it, but when I know at least two or three LSB members have raised this, and it would seem that somebody on the LSB, you just don't dismiss that concern in a cavalier manner. If you don't think it's important, don't just openly dismiss it like that. That's very serious. And then another LSB member, a young man, said that, you know, after all, it's a Jazz and Justice station, as though this was in defense of the reporting, as though somehow those of us who were raising this concern were opposed to specials on Jazz being reported, you know, from international sites. Hardly the case. These are red herrings. And I'd like to point out that one of the things that has been was raised very clearly was not, okay, it was not so much that she didn't, that she reported from Morocco. It's that she made absolutely no attempt to even raise the issue of the social injustice done to a national liberation struggle. And I'd like to propose that she could still do a special on that. She could have done it when she returned home. And it could be actually in the context of, you know, a special that would deal with situations around the world that are important and that are directly connected to the overall struggle, but that have fallen away from the spotlight. And so we have a special in Morocco per se. So I just think that it was very, very fortunate. These responses are not so, and I'd like to go again when I have a chance. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay, Star, your third minute starts now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just, my experience on the program committee, I know this was raised a couple of months ago. Someone was defending Katia and saying that the reason she didn't come to program committee meetings was because they were so chaotic. Now, as we all know, this was, you know, just after the Hughes period, and we were on the program committee. There were chaotic meetings in the LSB, but the program committee meetings were not chaotic. And what would happen and what was protested against is that it would take us a while to get Katia to come to a meeting. She would come to the meeting.
30 seconds.
She would say, I only have half an hour. She would spend 15 minutes talking about how she was overburdened. And I believe she was. I don't think anybody questioned that. I think she really was. But then she'd say, well, and the only reason I have half hour is because I've got to go pick up my child. And then the next, 10 minutes, we would just talk about some tiny detail, like putting out a PSA on an event. And we did have slight discussion about the grid, but there was no consultation. And that has been central to the whole issue with Katia. The whole thing with Morocco could have been avoided. The whole issue there, had she known, and that lack of awareness. I mean, we can't all know everything about every political situation, but that's why if you're a confident person, you ask. If you don't know something, you can fault. And this kind of inadequacy of political positions has come up in many, many of the programs. For instance, and I'll end on this, the fact that, the program on Monday morning at 9 a.m., the name is escaping me, she interviewed Reverend Barber before the recent Poor People's March, and she referred to him as the modern version or the new version of Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was famous for having linked the lack of any awareness of social or any income coming into a social service program to the swelling Pentagon budget. And Reverend Barber, for all of his courage and compassion, he takes a wrong position on Ukraine, which is sucking up billions. This kind of thing needs to be challenged by having a right programming within the progressive community. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Star. We are well within time of community comment. I'm going to give the IGM.
Mr. Chair, I have my hand up.
I see you, Eric. I'll get to you. I'm going to ask, let the IGM have a 1 minute, answer, for, Star's questions.
Well, she shouldn't really have community comment time though.
We extend community. We're not taking any time away from community comment. If there are comments.
All right. Thank you.
This will. Okay.
It doesn't seem that it's been half an hour. We're usually allowed half an hour. I'm not sure what's going on.
You are allowed half an hour, Star. Go ahead, Miyuki.
It's no longer half an hour for community comment.
It is
comment.
Half an hour.
You have to be recognized by the chair.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Star, thank you for making your comments, and it's good to hear you again. I just wanted to let you know, I know that you can't listen to every show every time, but Katia did address the issues that were going on in Morocco in a political vein on her show after the broadcast. So it may not be sufficient for you, but it was addressed. I just want to let you know.
Thank you. Okay, Eric.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of our colleagues asked a question a few months ago about rent. I believe it was a location at K Street. It had to do with a letter of intent. The response that we received was that information was essentially confidential or not open to everyone. The station is in the midst of a critical fund drive right now. Our rent paying capabilities and events around them have proved to be extremely controversial, to say the least, in the last several years. And to get a response that when someone is asked what the rent would be there at a location we're looking at in K Street, and to get a response in the midst of a pledge drive that information is quote unquote, well, not quote unquote, but essentially confidential, or we're not going to let you know, but just call in and give us some money, that is somewhat less than appropriate to do that. It's difficult to police. Somebody would have the unmitigated gall to say that's confidential and then turn around and ask the public to continue making pledges and send money in so that we can pay rent, but refuse to ask what the rent is that we're looking at to pay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there any other comment? Okay, I think we have one coming in. Mr. Cole?
Yes?
Are you here to be recognized in community comment?
Sure.
Okay. You have 2 minutes.
All righty. Basically, I just wanted to introduce the work that the committee did on the WPFW operations handbook.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Isn't that going to be the subject of a separate report tonight?
It is, but since Cole is not on the board, I said that he could speak now as opposed to speaking during the meeting, because only board members can speak during the meeting.
Oh, so I thought Mr. Cole would be given an opportunity to speak during the meeting.
Mr. Chair, can you take control of the meeting as a point of order?
Can you be quiet, Mr. Ramey?
I'm a member of the community. I'm entitled to speak during community comments.
No one is. You're not entitled to speak unless recognized. Same goes for you, Ron.
Understood.
Let me ask, is there any objection to Tom Cole doing his presentation during the discussion of the Bill of Rights later in the meeting? Okay, hearing none, sit tight, Tom. We'll get back to you later.
Okay.
Okay, is there any other community comment? Anybody trying to get in? Anybody trying to connect? Anybody see anybody waving their hand frantically? Okay, Lewis Wolf, you have another minute.
I simply want to say thank you very much, Chair, for saying earlier that our rent should be $17,000 or less. Absolutely. So we continue to pay the outrageous amount that we're paying now. And we could have gone into the Festival Center for a fraction of what we pay now. Amen. But we were that move was sabotaged. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Don't want to cut anybody off. Don't want to rob anybody of time. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, we will end community comments. Let me pick back up by asking if there were any leftover questions for pertaining to relocation. Michael, go ahead.
Yes. I just want on relocation, I just wanted to add to it might have been Lewis Wolf that mentioned the location that I understand that we're considering, that it was on that very same street. I think it's Connecticut Avenue, the Comet restaurant or establishment where some crazy person came there with I think it was an AR 50 assault rifle looking for kidnapped children that some rumor had spread about Hillary Clinton. And I just want to throw that out because of the security issue of us being in such a location.
Thank you. Ambrose.
This is for Kamal. Kamal, I just wanted to get a sense of what the committee's thinking is. Time is ticking, and we have to find a space soon. And wanted to know that given that we might have limited choices, is there any thought given to whether or not we would enter into a lease that is shorter term as opposed to longer term, so that we might, you know, if the space is not perfect or not the space that we ultimately want, but to be able to, I don't know what Mike is saying, but nonetheless, know, if we have a limited time before we have to find a space and it's not a perfect space, should we be thinking that we should be having, a shorter lease so that, you know, gives us time to breathe and time to find a space that ultimately is better?
Sure. I mean, ideally, I mean, first of all, perfection is not going to be obtained in any of this. A lot of things, one space has its pluses and minuses along with the other space. What the committee has narrowed down was really four properties. And as reported, one of them was not interested in us because of our financial position. The rest of it is we're waiting, to hear back. Again, we have a meeting tomorrow. The considerations on a short-term lease were not really available to us due to the fact that, you know, we are kind of coming in there hat in hand. We know the financial position of the organization. We're not, you know, a lot of cash flow isn't coming through, or if it is coming through, it's going right back out to our vendors that are, you know, on the hook right now. So we're attempting as a committee to both do the dance of fiscal responsibility, adequate space, and location. And like I was saying earlier, my good brother Ramey, is that, you know, we're all of those things have to be kind of considered in what we're doing. And I think the committee's been doing a fantastic job. It's hard work. We're meetings up until midnight during the middle of the week. And at this point, you know, I think we've got some solid choices, and we'll work from there. And again, everybody on this call is encouraged to come to the meeting. There's nobody that will be shut out of that particular commentary. So to answer your question directly, absolutely, we considered shorter leases. They really aren't available to us given our circumstances right now.
Thank you. Ron.
Okay, as a, you know, as a member of the relocation committee, I just wanted to reiterate this. We have always been operating under the understanding that we want to pay less than $17,000 per month. And so, you know, the properties that, you know, that we're looking at, for the most part fit those parameters. Those that didn't, you know, we were compelled to, move on from. So, we're not trying to stay at 17. We're trying to find something less than 17 and substantially less, and whatever other incentives, that can go along with this project. And, in terms of its confidentiality, the reason it's confidential is because those negotiations are currently underway. How those negotiations, you know, are going to pan out. You know, like I say, we're hopefully optimistic, but we're also realistic about, you know, where we are. So, that's all I wanted to just add, that, you know, nobody's trying to pay more. We certainly want to pay less. And there are incentives out there with a couple of properties that we have to take into consideration. So it would be irresponsible to report stuff that, you know, may come to pass or may not. Okay. The thing to be assured about, though, is that we're definitely looking for something less than $17,000. And one more key note, as Miyuki had explained at the last meeting, we have to be out of that place. We have to be out of K Street, by this fall, essentially. And we're also trying to avoid having to pay another 17 grand, you know, in terms of that rent. So if we can get into a place, you know, with the right parameters, we could possibly pull that off. You can tell you more about that, but That's one of her objectives, to not have to go into the fall paying that $17,000, you know, because we're stuck there and they'll take advantage of us. So that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. I've got Adele and then Vanessa. Can you speak up, Adele? I know you're on the train.
I should turn your camera off. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you turn your camera off.
So as a member of so I'm averse to long leases myself, and it was a big learning experience for me to find out that, you know, it's not available to people who have to entities that have financial troubles. And so there's that. As regards the security situation, there are ameliorative things you can do, like there's, you know, anti-ballistic film that can be installed on the windows or things like that. I mean, I do think that the security situation requires attention, but I don't think it's unfixable for our purposes. So I just wanted to put that out there. That's it.
Thank you. Vanessa?
So I just wanted to... So we're currently paying approximately 5,400 square feet at 19.9. So trying to very, very expressed consultations, the engineer and former GM Jerry, we need approximately 2,500 square feet. Is that correct? Kamal?
I didn't quite hear it, but I will give you the...
And Kamal, I'm having a hard time sometimes.
We did determine that the minimum was something a little north of 2,000 square feet.
Okay, 2,000. Okay, so since the Festival Center keeps being raised, that would have been about 1,100 square feet, which would have been approximately half as much space as we needed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for verifying. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, the committee did what we did was, because of that situation coming into kind of a reboot of the committee, we did a minimum space analysis, both with the chief engineer and the general manager at the time, and we were able to deduce that the minimum requirement on square footage for use for the station to use was 2,210 square feet. So that's the number we've been working with based on operations and their analysis. So the Festival Center was, a healthy 1,000 or so square feet less in terms of usable space.
Any other comments for relocation before we move off of this? If there are...
Chair, can you hear me?
Excuse me, let me finish saying that if there are significant updates before the next LSB meeting, we will certainly keep everyone on the board informed of those developments, because we really are not in a month-to-month situation in terms of moving, but we're in a kind of week-to-week needing to make things happen. So we will stay in touch. Now, I think I heard somebody who is not on the committee trying to speak.
Yes, this is Star. I could not get in again on community comment. I tried for, I think at 8:13 you were calling for people, and I kept on trying to get in, and again I couldn't. And it's still not 8:30 yet.
I was, and I did not see you, and I cannot recognize you at this time. Thank you.
Well, something's wrong because it didn't change on my end.
You already spoke twice. You do not have the floor. Thank you.
You're denying community.
Yes, I am. We have time limits. If there are no other comments with the relocation committee, next item on the agenda is we will.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I know you're ready to move on.
Wait. Why do I hear a voice without a hand?
I'm sorry. I couldn't get to a hand quick enough. Now I'm raising my hand.
Okay. Is that a relocation question?
Yes, it is.
Comment. Okay, go ahead.
Kamal, can you please give me a call? I just got to leave. In Ward 7, the East of the River Family Strengthening Collaborative moved out of their space to another space directly across the street. I just called an employee while we were talking, and I can get you the executive director's information. That space had about between 4,500 and 5,000 square feet. They were charging about $25 per square foot. So the total amount would have been around $10,000, which meets the parameters that we're talking about. It is also one block away from the Minnesota Avenue Metro, and it has parking. So please call.
Yeah, I'll give you a buzz, man. Thanks.
Yeah, hopefully we can hear some more about that at the meeting tomorrow. Okay, we are now re-energized. I have Verna and Ron back for a one-minute follow-up. Go ahead, Verna.
Yes, I just wanted to thank Addie for introducing the information about the anti-ballistic film that would be available as we talk about the security measures around one of the locations that we're considering. That's exciting. That's good to know. That almost resolves that issue for us. I would just add that there's also a security, there's a police officer or something that seems to be stationed nearby that location, very nearby their location on an ongoing basis, which would add a little bit more comfort. You know, and in terms of anybody that has ill intentions towards our station could find us and, you know, carry out that campaign wherever we are. And I think that there are other aspects of that location that have to be factored in against that. You know, the fact that the visibility to the community would be a major asset to us. And also those individuals are they're fans of WPFW and they're very favorable to our finances. So I know we can't say too much about that, but that is something that is balancing that decision, that's being factored in with that decision. So thank you.
Okay, Irene, is your hand up?
Yes, it is.
Last comment on relocation. Go ahead.
And I just want to say I am for the safety of our programmers 100%. And when I hear a glass front, I know nothing about this area, but when I hear a glass storefront that doesn't have, that you don't even know what type of glass it is, I think of the episode in Do the Right Thing. The trash can was thrown inside of the window and that put people in jeopardy. The cops are not there to protect WPFW. They have their own agendas there. And you can't guarantee that they will be responsive to whatever it is WPFW is concerned about at any particular time. I just want to make sure that our programmers, especially those from the news team, are safe. And our opinion is not always the popular opinion, although we're Jazz and Justice and we try to be fair in our news reporting. But however, there are some crazies out here now and we need to take note of that. Just saying.
Note taken. Thank you. All right, PNV time. Minerva, would you like to kick it off? And during this conversation, at some point, I don't care who raises it, but I would like to get an update on where we stand with the delegate elections.
Okay. Let me start by asking if there's any member of the group, the directors that attend the PMB meetings that would like to share what's going on so far.
I'll respond to Dennis's inquiry about the I can think of as the initials, the PRA, the Dennis helped me out.
The elections.
The archives.
That's not what I was asking about, but go ahead.
All the elections. Also checking out the archives. Okay. I'll respond in, as well as Ron, and I remain accused to respond.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to give the board an update on that bylaws revision that we were asked to vote on by the 24th. That proposal has been withdrawn at this time. So there is no need for the LSBs to vote on that item until those in the PNB either represent it. I know notice time is an issue. And so it's unclear as to, you know, what the PNB's actions are going to be moving forward on this. So as of right now, the vote that was scheduled for the LSBs due by the 24th of this month are no longer necessary until further notice.
Okay.
And if Minerva, you can add any substance to that, that would be helpful. But that's the one thing that I wanted to report on.
Okay. Thank you.
What did Vanessa have something she wanted to share? I'll let her go ahead.
Well, I had extended the invitation to you, so we're not going back and forth. I'll go ahead. Dennis, you had asked a question about the status of the elections. I just want to make sure I understand.
Yes.
The specific question.
No, I just want to know where we are as what phase we're in. What's the next step? I know, we're in the election itself should begin at some point. There's been some delegate forums, so just an update.
Okay, so the aspect of the elections, and let me ask my fellow PNB directors, the part of the elections that I want to focus on is this new motion that's being made about the term of the elections changing from 2 years to 3 years. Would I be violating confidentiality if I share that? I'm asking Ron. Irene Minerva, I don't believe so, but I want to make sure that that is not, that seems like a public issue.
Okay. And Vanessa, let me say it hasn't been discussed yet in the PMB. That's on the agenda for tomorrow evening. So I would ask that you, let them do what the PMB is going to do, and then we'll bring it back to the LSB.
But it's not in the confidential section of the meeting. It's in the public portion, correct?
I think it's in the executive session part. They
Ron,
may mention
Ron, what
it
is your
public,
recollection?
But...
Excuse me. I do not know whether it's an executive session or not. However, the importance of discussing that that motion is that's once again that's a debate we're going to have tomorrow night at the PNB. So,
thank you.
That's the bottom line. We have to have that debate. I'm sure everybody's not going to agree with it. And we want to know the source, and timing of it. So, those things.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Right, so let me suffice it to say, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. As an overview, that there was a vote taken last year during the last PNB, which changed the terms for LSP delegates from 3 years to 2 years. And now there will be discussion about changing years. There are implications for people like me and others whose term I will have served 6 years as of 2025, but I was elected for a 3-year term, which if I, to me, if I violate the bylaws, which has been done, serving an extra year. So that is the implication in terms of, how that would be handled. So that matter will be discussed.
Mr. Tatum.
Publicly, I presume.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to weigh in briefly on the question of the privacy about the election and how the bylaws are going to be approached. And my opinion right now is that this is not an executive session discussion. And that is because this is something that is going to come down the pipe to all members of all stations to weigh in on. And unless they say, please do not expose what we're trying to do until we discuss it in executive session at our PNB meeting, please don't discuss this with any LSBs. Unless they said that, then it is open for discussion. And that's just my opinion, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And you, may I speak?
Yes.
And Mr. May I speak?
Yes. Just let me.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, and I'm sorry. I should have. Okay. And, thank you, Mr. Tatum, for your comment. And I think that, the issue, the way it was presented is that it, the PMB does need to discuss it first because there was a lot of information that has been put out about what's going on with the bylaws. And even the board had identified they need to deal with those and see how they will move forward. So, you know, at this time, we're not talking about it other than what Ron said, that they did pull back the item that was supposed to be voted on by August 24th. So, and there should have been an email that went out to the chair and the secretary of all the LSBs about this, but, we'll be discussing that tomorrow night. I'm sorry.
Yes. And I sent the note out to the LSB.
Okay.
Explaining that we would not have to vote.
Right. And that was all that was shared. And I, am finding that, a lot of the information that should be coming from the, and I raised this in the PNB, the information that should be coming from the PNB to the LSBs should be, and I keep saying this, on official letterhead. We have information that we've gone into executive session, we come out of it, and before, within 30 minutes of the meeting ending, people have this information and they're putting it all over the internet. So, you know, basically they're trying to, deal with some of that and also make sure that when it goes out to the stations, it's going out in the proper manner. So that is one of the reasons they're asking that we, you know, let the board do what it's supposed to do. And then we discuss it there, and then we come back to our LSBs to share. Now, Dennis, and let me ask Irene, do you have anything you want to share before I do talk about the election process and where we are?
Well, Minerva, I was going to talk about a little bit about that myself, but I'm going to.
No, you go ahead. No, go ahead.
And you can just fill in where I.
That's right. I agree.
Okay. So first I'm going to start with the.
Mr. Chair, I wanted to follow up at some point.
Yes, I see your hand. After Irene, I'll
echo. Yeah, follow up to what Ms. Avery said.
Yes, after Irene goes, I'll come back to you. Go ahead, Irene.
I am attempting to convene the audit committee for the PNB. That is something that has been a point of contention with the PNB. And so, there was some back and forth as to whose responsibility is it to get to get an auditor. And so now that we've resolved that issue, we will be convening an audit committee for the PNB very soon. The personnel committee is meeting soon. I don't like to sit on committees that haven't done a thing. The personnel committee is also convening, and we do have regular meetings, and we are discussing the evaluations of PDs, GMs, et cetera, IGMs as well. With the election, Dennis, we had 11 candidates for the WPF WLSB. It's so nice to have so much enthusiasm. We had a form. It was last minute. However, many of us showed up and were there. We did the LSB show. There was a form on the LSB show, and that was very, very successful and enlightening. We had each candidate introduce themselves and then move on. But then Pacifica also had a form where there were questions asked. We objected to some of the questions that were asked because they were not specific to WPFW. And we also objected to our moderator. We needed someone who was less invested in who would be elected to the board. And we, gosh, I cannot remember his name, but he did such a great job moderating. And I have to applaud him, and maybe Minerva can fill it in on who he was. But if you didn't hear it, we had a very, very successful forum. They are also doing forums in other, markets. And, we now have 10 delegates looking for 9 seats. Well, now we have 10 seats, right? So if Karen's is vacant. So, I think that we can seat some very positive people and we can move on. Dennis, you on mute?
Thank you. The forum that was, took the place of the LSB show. That, if anyone wants to check that out, that is in the archives, the Pacifica archives, and it's under the rubric of community watch and comment for that date, which was August 26th.
And it was Chris Baggard Brown. He was our moderator.
Oh yeah,
he did a great job.
Chair, point of information, please.
Yes.
Irene just mentioned filling the vacancy from the candidates. Would the vacancy be filled from the candidates or from the current list of runners up?
It's going to be filled from the candidates.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes. Good
point. Mr. Okay. Chair.
Hold on. Mr. Tatum.
Yeah. I just want to, follow up about the bylaws and remind the board members, I think most of you know about executive session and information discussed in executive session is confidential and should be agreed by everyone who is a part of these meetings, confidential meetings, are subject to the sunshine laws, which means that if you violate the secrecy of these executive sessions, you're subject to penalties from the society. Now, that's why I want everybody to be aware of what's done in executive session and what's not done. Now, when something is done in executive session, of course, you're subject to penalties if you divulge the information. However, when it comes to everything else, and I mean everything else, is public information. The public is invited to LSB meetings. They're invited to PNB meetings. And what they hear is public information. And so they're not restricted to keep quiet about what they hear as being a member of the public. So thank you, Mr. Chair, for recognizing me a second time.
Okay. Oh, and thank you, Miyuki. It is the moderator's name. He's in the news department. Chris Banger Drowns. Thank you for listening. Who's that?
This is Ron. I want to do a footnote to the election.
Yes.
Okay. The item that the PNB will be considering tomorrow night is to whether or not to give those who are elected in this election 3-year terms. That's the question before the PNB tomorrow night. And that's what's relevant about that decision.
Okay, excuse me. The question, everything I've seen is that they are standing for 3-year terms. Is the question whether that would be revoked?
No. Okay. Some are 2-year terms. They want to make them all 3-year terms.
I thought they were all 3-year terms.
No, that's the adjustment they're trying to make.
Okay. Minerva?
Okay, and Ron, and that applies to the individuals who were elected in 2023.
That's what I mean.
Right.
So that's what they're looking at. Not everybody that is being elected would be dealing with that, but it's from the individuals from 2023. Now, let me move forward
So the people elected in 2023 were elected to 2-year terms. So is that what they're considering changing?
That's what they're looking at. You're right, because there was something that passed, but that's what's being discussed, not the current people. Now, going into what Irene spoke about, and I was hoping that Karen would be here tonight so that we could thank her for agreeing to work with Esther in being the moderators for the LSB show where they did a candidate forum, because she did a great job with that, not knowing, but going to the election site and gathering information to pull that together. What's taking place, and we have the two candidate forums here, and I think tonight there is a candidate forum that was supposed to take place for KPFK. So hopefully that's taking place, and the voting will begin after August the 15th, and it's on the website, and I think it will go until September the 30th. So the piece,
August 15th tomorrow.
August 15th, and it's on WPFW's website. So what we're hoping is that the station will begin to send out blasts to people to remind them to vote, because last year we almost did not make quorum, which was going to extend the election. And everyone agreed. The reason it was done is the community did not know that they had the opportunity to vote. So individuals were having to call and remind people to vote. So that's one thing that's taking place. Once this election takes place and everything is finalized, one thing that we're hoping to do, and this is from the PNB side, is to have a committee or work group that will work on the election.org site, PacificaElection.org site, to update the information, because we have individuals signing on to be nominators and signing up to be candidates, signing up on a form that has the date of 2023 on it, and a lot of other information that is not clear. And so we're hoping to get that cleaned up before the next election, which would take place in 2025. And you know, if things go in a certain manner, if not, then we'll be having another election next year, and we'll just see how all of this plays out, and there will be more information forthcoming to the station and to the members about how this election's going. But it looks like it could be a pretty good election time. But again, we have to keep our community alerted that they need to vote, and we need to have all of the votes. And it's only a very small percentage, maybe 300 people or so that need to vote before August 30th so that we can meet our quorum. And that is a low number. The other things that the PMB is working on at this time is we have a lot of information. We keep hearing, and we've heard it on in our meetings, about information minutes and certain information is not being posted on the KPFTX site. And so they're going to be looking at ways to see how we go about getting each station to be responsible and get that information so that we are in compliance with the California and the CPB, since at some point they're hoping they'll be able to get more CPB funding. And I think those are the main ones, but right now, a lot of the piece about, we have not met for several weeks because of miscommunication and different things with the PMB, but we are pulling together meetings for our coordinating committee, strategic planning committee, and as Irene mentioned, the audit committee and the personnel committee. So that's what's taking place at the PNB right now. This will be our first meeting in almost close to a month.
Wow.
But a lot of things transpired, including Burl hitting Houston and the majority of the members of the PNB living in that area not having power, so on and so forth.
Wow.
So if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to assist, or if the others want to chime in, they can do so.
Okay, well, we are at the end of our time for this, so if there's a couple of quick questions, I will entertain them. If not, we will move on.
Mr. Chair, just a quick reminder.
Yes.
To all the board members.
Yes.
Start looking for your ballots.
Yes.
Just because you're a board member don't mean the bureaucracy won't hurt you, so.
And remind anybody you know who's a member to look for.
Exactly. Them. So start looking for those ballots.
Okay. Good point. Thank you. Next up is Violetta. You still here? Outreach committee.
Hello. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I sent the report around. Martha, were you getting ready to say something?
No, I was saying that you were here. I just didn't know what was going on.
Okay. All right. Well, we meet the first Tuesday of each month, and we met on August 6th. And present were Mariah McClain, Marsha Edwards, Martha Peterson, Sapu Hakeem, myself, Arthur Hyland, Irene, and Minerva were excused because the candidates forum was on the same day. And Jim Dingman from WBAI came and sat in. As far as our agenda, we talked about committee communication and coordination with station staff. So we want to tighten that up so everything is easier for everybody and there's more transparency and consistency with the coordinating events. So we had decided to try to resolve the problem. We will continue to update the events coordinator concerning committee events and dates, and committee leads will copy WPFW coordinator on our emails because we do a lot of communication among each other trying to get things planned and situated. And the committee will set up a separate meeting with the event coordinator when she returns to discuss what would be her preference for our communication. And in the meantime, we resolved to continue working towards the success of the legacy events like the Blues Festival and the 5K run and just keep going with that. As far as the newsletter, again, Arthur was at the programmers, at the election thing, but he anticipates getting started with the next edition next week, and him and Vinny have identified a programmer to interview for that edition. You've talked about the Blues Festival, so I won't rehash that. As far as the 5K run or walk, Martha is the lead for this, and she's been circulating letters for us to get donations and other things. We're considering a boat ride. The price for that is about $75, and we won't have the scavenger hunt that we talked about. Good news is that the instructors for the wellness classes are set. So far we got Tai Chi, yoga, and jump rope. And Mariah shared some information about getting a possible grant. We're going to look into that for this year, hopefully, but definitely for next year. So we got some follow-up items there. If anybody knows of any events that we could have that would draw more people to the 5K run or walk, that would be good. Martha told me just before the meeting that the race director agreed to serve for half the price. So that's good news. We are looking into a dance class, maybe hand dancing or line dancing. And, we just hope that, advertising will start soon, and working on the PSAs. And we would like the event to be posted on the website. And, again, the town hall meeting, the committee is required to have two per year. Our targeted date is September 28th. We wanted to make sure that we're on a schedule. That's unclear now, but, we intend to follow up for that. As far as the youth brigade, they met and decided to focus on the website and making it more user friendly. So they met with Otis about an upgrade. Otis was already looking into the upgrade. So, we look forward to that being taken care of. Is there anybody else on the committee that had anything to add?
Let me ask one quick question. Is there, a venue, secured or under consideration for the town hall?
We were going to go back to the church.
Okay.
Yeah.
That worked well. Okay. Anyone else on the committee? Is this the new newsletter that I saw pop up in my feed today?
No, it's not ready yet.
Okay.
I did have a nice chat with Tim Masters, so he's going to be the interviewee for this next letter.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Okay, and give us the date again for the 5K. Is it the 14th?
The 14th, September 14th at Bladensburg.
Yeah, where it's been the last 3-4 years.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. If there are no other comments on that, thank you, Violetta and committee. Now we move to unfinished business, and we actually have some. We left on the table. We had discussion, but we did not vote on the original task force unrevised version of the volunteer Bill of Rights. So we will begin considering that. As I said, we did have extensive discussion, but we'll go for maybe a max of 10 minutes on that. I would like to prioritize anyone who did not already speak last month, although you will be able to speak again as well. But let me also start with Mr. Tom Cole, who's here from the task force.
Howdy. I just wanted to, you know, and I'm happy to answer any questions, but just to give you a quick overview about what we did and what we thought our role was. I reached out to, I was asked to chair the committee to review both the operations handbook and the Volunteer Bill of Rights, and reached out to a bunch of folks and assembled a good core group of five folks: Jordan Strudwick, DJ Abby, Ron, who else? I'm blanking, but there were five of us.
Irene and Mariah?
Mariah, right. Irene couldn't wind up doing it, but participated in one meeting. But yeah, Mariah was the last one. So we had a good sort of.
I participated in more than one meeting. I'm sorry. And I just didn't participate on the 4th of July.
Raise your hand, Irene.
Okay, more than one meeting, sorry. So it was a good representation as far as age and gender. And we approached it as a group that was sort of, we didn't feel like we had the power to write new rules or make, you know, new things, but instead to work with what we had to try to make it clearer. Both the handbook and the Bill of Rights sort of alternated between third person and first person, and so we made it all third person. We tried to clarify some language, and had great discussions over the course of 5 meetings, I think it was. And so that's how we approached it. And again, if anybody has any specific questions, I'm happy to answer.
Okay. I do want to, and yes, we'll get those questions, but I want to focus on the substance of the documents themselves. But obviously there are some process questions. Irene, did you have your hand up?
Dennis, I want to hear discussions and then I will talk.
Okay. Vanessa.
Yeah, Tom, I just have a couple of specific questions about the document. Good job, you guys. We're under a lot of pressure to get it done, and you got it done. And hold on, let me just flip to the page where I have a question. It'll be the hardest thing I do all day, which is flipping. Okay, Section 4, Training, Evaluations, and Development. Letter C. Refers to probationary status. So how long is the probationary status? Is it 3 months, 6 months, a year?
Is it in the report? Is it in the document?
I don't see it. If it is, I'm missing it. So
it's not there.
Did I miss it? Can Tom hear me?
Yeah. You're muted, Tom.
I can hear you, and I am looking through. This is.
So Section 4, letter C.
Dennis, can we clarify whether we're talking about the grievance process, right? The ROB, right?
Oh, okay. So you're talking about
the whole document.
No, the whole document.
No, they're two different documents. There's the operation manual and then there's the ROB.
Right. So it's the ROB.
Bill of Rights.
We're talking about the Bill of Rights. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I was looking at the wrong one. Section 4. 2222222C. Probationary status, right to ongoing. All right, let me look above that.
And while Tom, I'm sorry, Tom.
Go ahead.
While Tom is looking, I just wanted to ask, somehow I did not realize there are two documents.
Yes.
So I have the Bill of Rights. Where can I find the other one?
With the email that was sent out that had that one from Ellen?
Huh. I thought I printed everything from that. I'll look again.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have a couple of questions about this document, the Bill of Rights. So it references a probationary period. I was just asking Tom, how long is that period?
If it's not in the document, it's not.
It's not in the document, so I don't know.
Okay, and so section D, it says programmers shall have the right to an annual written da 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 da, and it references the program director, general manager, news director, music director, or others. Who are the others?
Well, I think when we wrote that, we were thinking about chief engineer who would be supervising board operators, that sort of thing.
Go ahead, Vanessa. I'm sorry. Are the board operators included as programmers?
They're included as volunteers.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So they're under. Okay. All right. And in section I, it refers to, I guess, what I would call a performance improvement plan. The follow-up evaluation will occur within 30 days of the close of the 3-month evaluation period. And so then it references in J an appeal. To whom is that appeal made, or is that in the other document that I did not see?
It's not in the other document.
No, it's not in the other document. I would assume, again, you know, we were just working with what we had, that the appeal would be made to the staffer in charge of the volunteer's particular division, whether it would be the news director, the program director, so forth.
Okay. So theoretically, you would add language to make it a bit more specific in terms of an appeal directed to the appropriate supervisor of whatever you just said, something to that effect.
We could do that.
Okay.
Wait. Okay.
No, just a suggestion. Yeah, and I think
Let me say something, and then you all can decide how you want to proceed. Obviously, the original document had some questions and gaps, as Tom has explained. They left some questions unanswered because the committee did not think it was their place to answer all those questions and to set policy. Last month, and a couple of times since last month, member Tony Leon circulated a revision of the task force document, pointing out some of those questions, attempting to answer some of those questions. He asked a couple of times for feedback from the board over the last few weeks, and we did not get any. What I'm going to suggest, we will go ahead and vote. My recommendation would be to not accept the original task force, to vote that down, and to my recommendation would be to accept the revised version, which begins to address some of those holes, so we have something in place. And then once we have something in place, I have an additional proposal for trying to answer some of those questions that still remain in the document. So that's what I have to say. Irene, go ahead.
Point of clarification is that accept the revised version that Tony submitted?
That's my suggestion. But first, we have to vote on the original because that's where we left off from the last meeting.
Okay. I just need to get clear.
Yes.
So, Chair, point of information, please.
My recommendation would be to... What I plan to do is vote no on that and then vote yes on the revision, which is substantially the same, but attempts to answer some of the questions. Vanessa, did I hear you?
Just a point of information. I printed what I thought was the one that Tony sent. And so is that the one that you're referring to that will be?
It says, it has a date of, I think, 07.
I don't see that. It's almost identical.
It's got some questions in it in both.
Yeah. Okay.
Most of Tony's questions were toward the end.
Right.
And he asked them in red. Right. And I tried to address some of those. I sent that back to Dennis with incorporating Tony's language. And then it raised further questions.
Right. And then the only problem with that was that we just got that today. And so I wanted to revert to at least to a version that everybody's had a chance to see. Ron and then Tony.
Yeah, the Tom, you took Tom's proposal and tried to incorporate it into.
When you say you, who are you speaking of?
I'm talking to Tom Cole. Talking about Tom Cole.
Okay, yes, you sir. Said you took Tom's.
Oh no,
took,
no, Tom.
I took
Tom
Tony's.
Tony's. Okay.
Yeah, Tony. Tom, yeah,
okay.
Tony's. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, Tony. Okay. Tom took Tony's version and tried to incorporate it into the document that we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct, Tom?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And so there was an effort there to try to incorporate the best of what Tony submitted to the best of what we submitted. So I'm not sure about what you're asking us to vote on.
Okay,
are we asking to vote on the hybrid, which contains Tony's and the committee's recommendations?
Let me explain this way. One of the reasons that we postponed the vote last month, and I think you were one of the ones arguing for this, Ron, was that people had sufficient time to read and digest the information. The latest version that Tom just mentioned, where he tried to answer some of Tony's questions, I saw at 8 o'clock this morning. If any of the rest of you have seen it, you haven't seen it, you've seen it for, less than 12 hours.
Okay.
And so that's why I was, not planning to ask people to vote on that. Although if we can pass some version, I'll just say this, what I was going to hope is then to get a, and maybe just, approved to get maybe Tony, Tom, and Miyuki together to agree on filling in those gaps, answering those questions, to take it the last mile. But I do think while we are all here, it would be important to pass some version of a document tonight so we don't have to wait a whole month until we have
my question is, if we're going to vote on this, that we vote on the hybrid, with the understanding that, any other changes can be done, at a later time, but.
Clicked on the green. Let's do it again.
You're blurred. No, it's okay.
Somebody's unmuted.
Not anymore.
So Tom, that's I'd like to just ask you also, because we've done the work, and we don't have any issue. I don't think this committee has any issue with integrating that material the way Tom has done it. So and there is one more other question, one more other issue. The compliance officer, Tom had reached out to the compliance officer for some, guidelines on some of these, positions. Tom, did you ever get here back from?
I did. I had a discussion with him. All of those questions pertained to, the operations guide,
which we have not raised yet.
Right, and not to the Bill of Rights.
Okay,
so,
all right.
And just a quick addendum. We all took a look at several, I think I sent links to about five different volunteer organizations for volunteer Bill of Rights for ideas. So, and also, looked through Pacifica to see what we could find. There is some basis for what we did.
Good, thank you.
Okay, so my last statement is, then if that's the case, then I support the hybrid because it contains both works, and That's it.
Okay. Tony. Thanks, Ron. Tony.
Okay. I don't know what the hybrid is. I haven't seen that. That's one thing.
Okay. Okay. Ron, when you say the hybrid, are you referring to the one, the last one that Tony circulated?
No, I'm talking about the one that, Tom, circulated
this morning.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That includes Tony's.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just trying to get the timing. Yes. Okay.
Right.
That's the one that's dated, 8/14, mm-hmm. and the other one is dated 7/25. Okay, Tony, continue.
The other thing I wanted to bring up is that, Tom and the task force document are actually two different documents.
Right.
The Bill of Rights at the top and the grievance procedure at the bottom.
It's within the same document though.
They're two different policies or procedures. Whereas my proposed document deals with just the grievance procedure.
No, you sent a revision of the whole volunteer Bill of Rights that the committee submitted.
But I thought we were going to try to pass the one that I submitted to the LSB after the last meeting.
Yeah.
With suggestions.
WPFW Volunteer Bill of Rights Task Force Draft Revised 072524.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not, and that concludes the entire document, not just the grievance procedure. That's a revision of the entire document, not just the grievance procedure.
Is that the one where I had some questions in red and yeah. some suggestions mm-hmm. in blue?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And yes. I incorporated your suggestions. It was good language. You know, when you talked about the grievance committee winding up being four people and that would maybe result in a tie. So I shortened it to three people.
Yeah. But I don't know if anybody's seen that yet.
Yeah. So at any rate, yeah, no, your suggestions were good ones, Tony.
I mean, at this point, I don't think we've had time to look at that. I certainly have it if it came in this morning.
And that's why I'm not suggesting that we vote on that.
Okay. So you're suggesting the other one.
The previous version, which is the one that you circulated, dated 0725.
Okay. I want to be clear.
The one that had questions that Tom sought to answer, but we did not see that until today. Okay, let's keep this moving. Vanessa, Irene, and Kamau.
Okay.
We have to decide to vote on something.
Right. I'm confused. I really am. I printed the two documents that I thought were relevant, and they're not really. So I don't really know what I'd be voting on.
The document that you downloaded, what does it? What's the,
there were two of them. There was one from Tom, which I thought was the most recent one. And then there was one from Tony, which I thought was his version, but then it turned out to be mostly a duplicate of the one from the committee.
From Tom just came this afternoon.
This afternoon. Okay. But that doesn't, as I read it, that does not appear to have a process, a grievance process. It references an appeal of this. I mean, I'm just confused.
Well, that was one of the issues and one of the issues that Tony raised and one of the questions that I had too. I mean, the grievance process basically wasn't broken down in steps. And so I took Tony's suggestion and broke it down in steps, but preceding the grievance process, there is reference to an appeal process. And there are no steps for that.
Okay.
So that's kind of an outstanding question that we don't have an answer to.
Okay. And I appreciate the work that you've done on that, Tom. But the point is that you did that and people haven't had a chance to see it. The other one, Tony did and has been circulated widely. And that's why I want to focus on that one. I like your answers to his questions, but I can't ask 24 people to vote on that who haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Of course.
Irene, then Kamau, and then Mr. Tatum.
Tom, you've done, and I gotta show me on this, cause I'm doing the thankful thing. Tom, you, have done a great job with this and this situation. However, in a 501c3, a grievance process must incorporate not only volunteers, but staff, et cetera, et cetera. And it has to, it incorporates all those folks. So, my situation would be to go with the grievance process that we already have in established that the LSB voted on several years ago until we can really iron this out. That would be the better sense in this, and also incorporate and allow those who have been not treated well in the past 6 to 8 months be grandfathered into this grievance process, because there are some grievances out there that exist, and we need to include them in this process so that they can also have their grievances addressed. We did a great job. I was not involved in the July 4th thing. I have family. I have things, but that's my personal. But however, we need to just make sure that the grievance process that was already intact be carried over to this situation, because we have so many programs that need their grievances addressed.
That's
so
in
for
there.
For now, I would say, keep the one that's already there. And now we work to fix this new one so that everybody is included and addressed in their grievance issues. I'm just saying.
Okay. Thank you, Kamau, Mr. Tatum. Then I'm going to go to Mariah after that. Ron and Vanessa, I've heard you before.
Yeah, my question was going to be just that with regards to retroactive. Are you going to go back 12, 24, 36 months? Anybody have an idea on that?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I'm not asking. Tom and or anybody on the committee, or maybe even Tony, what's the
in the committee. Dennis, if it's okay, I'd like to respond, because that was the question I was going to ask, and I have an idea.
Yes, you can respond.
Okay, so Kamau, that was my concern as well. If we're going to be retroactive, let's be retroactive. And the focus seems to be on the PD. There were concerns that were raised about the IPD, so I'd like to go back to the period that would allow an opportunity for programmers who had concerns under the IPD to
what's the number?
I'd say 18. I'm guessing a little bit.
Well, see, we need specifics.
Okay, fine. 24 months. 24
thank
months.
You. Thank that. Your suggestion is 24 months. Thank you, Mr. Yes. James.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out a parliamentary fact that it's okay for a committee to have an even number membership or even a board, because when it comes to a tie, if you're voting, it comes to a tie vote is an automatic failure. The vote is automatically lost. Hence, if you have five people vote yes and five people vote no, because five people voted no, that vote is
you need lost. A majority.
Yeah, it's not a majority.
Therefore, no, baby. It's law. I mean, you need a majority to pass.
Exactly. And a tie vote is not a majority.
And a tie vote is not a majority. Okay, point taken. Thank you. Mariah.
Thanks. I just had a point of information / clarification. So what Tony sent to clarify was the within the Bill of Rights, but the grievance, the complaint and grievance is within, it's just a section within the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, yes.
So I just want to make sure that's clear. So if we're voting, if we vote on the Bill of Rights right now, it would be the entire document and not the grievance. I mean, we would adopt that after, but you said you'd be voting on the entire Bill of Rights. So I just wanted to make that right and then also make that clarification. Thanks.
Yes. Okay, Ron and Tony, is that your hand up again, Tony? Okay, very quickly, and then we're going to have to vote.
Okay, I just want to be absolutely clear about what we're voting on. We're voting to adopt the work of the committee, including the Tony's revisions, or are we voting on just Tony's submission?
Okay. The revision, dated 07/25 submitted by Tony is a revision of the committee's work. It's not a standalone piece. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So is that what we're voting on?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, can
Tony?
Can I share a screen so we can see the
yes,
document?
Good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And,
okay, let's right, just so, let's take a pause and look at the, go ahead, Tony.
Okay.
Well, it's a simple question.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're not going to, if we vote just for Tony's revision, which does not include the material from, the committee.
No,
it does include the material from the committee.
It does.
Yes.
It's a revision of the whole committee document.
Okay. That's all I need to know. I'm good now. Yeah. Thank you very much.
No, that's not the one, Tony.
Okay. So the reason I wanted everybody to see this one is because this one has the steps.
Yeah, but that's not the one we're voting on. That's not the one I'm proposing.
Okay.
That was a complete alternative to the committee report. What I'm suggesting, you also submitted a revision of the committee, of the task force report.
Okay. I'll show that.
And you sent that to everybody we looked at that at the last meeting and you sent it out since the last meeting.
Okay. Here it comes. Here it comes. Hang on it. All right, where's my screen? Your screen, I believe it is just.
Now watch it.
Okay. Oops. Sorry.
Verna, let me hear you. Well, you keep doing that, Tony. Let me hear
okay,
you.
Sure. So I'm trying to keep up. Yeah. Whatever version we vote on tonight, is that going to be the final word on this, or is it going to be subject to adding the revisions that were even introduced tonight by Vanessa and Tom that discussed some revisions that So
none of the versions that have been submitted have all the questions answered. And so that's why I was going to say, so I do think we need to, approve something. And then my suggestion was to, appoint persons to go back in and do what Tom was trying to do with this latest version that just came in today, which is to, fill in some of those gaps and answer some of those questions.
So this will be a temporary. This is not the permanent, the final.
Well, this is 95%. So we will pass this and this will be, this would be in effect. And then, those who are doing the editing as opposed to 24 people on Zoom should begin that process right away and then circulate, what they complete. But I want to have something in place.
So the grandfathering in, that would not be included in this document.
If it's not there now, it wouldn't, but it could be added in if they, is there an easy place? If there's an easy place to add that, and if there's a consensus to that, then we could do that.
Tonight, before we vote.
Yes. Where would that be, Tony?
Well, on this document, it would be in the part that talks about the time.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding language that it covers, what did we say, 24 months. Any objection to that? Irene, is that hand an objection?
No, it's not an objection. But okay,
I'm just asking that question right now. Is there any objection to adding that language?
It will go here.
Okay.
Grievance process.
Okay. All right, so we would add that.
So, but you know, what I was saying before is that this process doesn't have the steps, whereas the first document I presented had all the steps.
I know, but yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, so you're saying
that did not come from the task force.
Task force, okay.
Right.
Dennis?
So this is what we will be voting on. Couple questions, and then we need to... I see the hands. I will get to the hands as I see them, please. Bill, you're next.
Thanks.
Stop sharing or?
Yeah, you can keep it up. Keep it up.
Yeah, in terms of that length of time, you're saying 24 months, that's like 2 years.
Yes.
I think that's kind of long.
So that's an objection.
I am objecting. I'm suggesting maybe 18 months, like a year and a half, which is primarily for this year and into.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any objection to 18 months instead of 24 months?
I do. I think it should be 24 months so that we include all of the, you know.
Okay. Understand. Do this, we're going to have a roll call vote on that before we get to the roll call vote on this, just to be clear. 24, okay, 18.
I can withdraw. I don't care. I'm sorry, Dennis. Yeah. I don't want to prolong the meeting. I can withdraw that.
Okay.
That's the question. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Irene.
Dennis, EEO says that, and other 501c3s say that they will entertain any grievances where the company has not gone through the person that is being grieved against. If things have not been resolved within 60 days, then the appeals process can kick into place. it does kick into place. And at that point, we need to decide whether or not the grievance process, one, has been followed, and two, whether there has been a situation where there's why am I not saying what I'm not feeling it, but where folks have been, it's an EEO situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's an EEO situation. Most grievance process, if the folks that who are a grievant have not been resolved within 60 days, then we need to decide at that point whether it's an issue of EEO.
And yes, and I don't dispute that. My saying is that we can't keep having these conversations once a month with nobody doing anything in between.
Right.
What we need to do is vote on something, get something in place.
So Dennis, that's why my issue is, let's vote to use the one that's in place now.
Well, we're voting on this now, and
okay. I got you.
That's what we're doing now.
Love to you. I got you.
Okay.
Chair, point of order.
No, is a rule being broken?
I think so. I think the body is in a state of unreadiness. Maybe I'm just reflecting how I feel. You seem to be the only one who's clear on the document. And I know we want something in place. It is important. It's really important. And there have been a lot of efforts, but it seems like everybody's confused, or again, maybe it's just me, but I just hear so many questions about what's the document.
I think there is a lot of confusion. That's why the document is on the screen. The document was sent to the board before the July meeting. The document was sent to the board at least once after the July meeting, asking for feedback. There was none. We postponed it specifically in July so that people could have a chance to look at what they already had. You had the last month to look at this. This is what we're talking about. I'm not talking about anything new. I'm talking about this. This is the last thing that we saw.
Okay, so and I hear you. The reason I'm saying it is because I thought I printed what would be discussed tonight, which was the email that Tony sent today, or I thought I had what we were going to discuss, and it turns out to be something completely different. With multiple people asking questions, which document? So I'm just saying it sounds to me like the body is in a state of unreadiness. I know I am.
Okay. Well, let's do this. If people don't want to vote, then when we call the roll, then people can abstain. I really don't want to postpone this another month. But you know.
Yeah, and this is unfair to the process because, you know, frankly, I think people just did not take the time to read all the documents. And if you had, then you would know what was out there. And no offense to anybody. I know people have lives, but we got work to do.
All right. I'm going to call the question. Ellen, be prepared to take the roll. The question is, shall we accept, for implementation, the WPFW Volunteer Bill of Rights Task Force Draft dated 072524. That is the task force committee's submission, as amended by Tony Leon.
Chair, point of information, please.
Yes.
Verna had asked before. I just want to make sure I understand. If this is temporary, then for what period of time would it stay in place until it's finalized, until whatever changes are going to be made?
My proposal will be that, again, a small committee of three people will get together and fill in some of those gaps, that this will be in place immediately, and that those gaps will be sent to will be sent back to us so that we can see. But my proposal is that we empower those persons to answer the questions, as opposed to us coming back month after month to debate them. And if those will be the answers to the questions that will be in effect.
So,
if the board can always elect to review a document later down the road.
So for what time period will it, I mean, can we stipulate that that committee, that subcommittee will come back within X amount of time?
My only hesitation is that we are in drive. How long is the drive until?
The 24th.
24th?
I'm sorry, it froze. I didn't hear what was said. Something about the 24th?
I'm asking how long the drive is. I would say, I would say 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, the drive is important. All right. I'm getting ready. Kamau and Ambrose and Irene still have your hands up. Can you please make it quick?
Yeah, I was just going to say, in your motion or in your recommendation, I think we wanted to add and make sure we had that 24 month in there. So we're voting mm-hmm. on the document as stated, with right. the understanding that a 24 month retro clause will be added, something like
Correct.
That.
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
Ambrose.
Yeah, I was going to ask whether or not you needed a motion to add that to the document, but nonetheless, the fact that we are voting on a document that says draft and you use the word draft in the title indicates that the document is not complete. It doesn't necessarily have to have a timetable, but it does indicate that the document is not complete.
Well, I think part of the reason it's a draft is that we haven't approved it.
Correct. And so it would imply that there will come a time when the document will be complete.
Well, it will no longer be a draft if it is approved by this body.
Mr. Chair.
I didn't get to say.
Wait. I have not.
Mm-hmm. I got you, okay, Dennis. I'm all right. I'm good.
Michael, we gotta move. Okay. You three, let's go. Irene.
So you silenced me and then called me in. Okay. Yeah. So, the thing that I have concern here is that we need to really decide how we're going to move here. We had a grievance process already voted on by the LSB. And it was, we had it was in place. The management decided we're going to ignore it. And now, I just need to know what we're going to have enforced right now, as of today, because we have had many programmers right now who need a grievance process. We do. They do. And I have no problem with saying to you guys, the programmers raise money for us. They do. That is the main fundraiser here. So we need to make sure they are protected. I'm just saying, if we.
Ron.
Okay.
All right, listen, why not just do this? Pass, you know, we vote on, you know, the product that we have in our, vision right now. Okay. And let's, you know, one more month to get out the bugs, you know, at the next meeting, get all the bugs out, and then, you know, we vote to solidify, you know, all that, and it'll be done. And why not use the committee that currently exists to go through that process of answering those questions, you know, with Tony Leon and whoever else. But you've got a committee right now dealing with this, you know, let them finish the job.
Time. Michael. I hear you, Michael. You're muted. You're frozen. Michael. Okay, we got to move. All right, let's call the roll.
Irene. Should I go to the next person and then come back?
No, Ellen, I'm sorry. Okay. We need to state what we're voting on.
We're voting.
And how we're voting. That's how we do this.
Yes is to approve the, and I already read the title of the document, the WPFW Volunteer Bill of Rights Task Force Draft Revised 072524.
So yes is the vote to approve what the task force did? And no, it's not.
The task force with Tony's comments. Yes, it's basically what the task force did with some questions and comments raised by Tony Leon.
And Tony's comments are in red?
Yes. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes. Gotcha.
I can't see that in my email, but let me pass right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Vanessa?
No, I'm confused.
Verna?
I'm gonna pass for now. That means you'll come back to me, right?
Okay, right. Wayne?
Pass.
Michael? He was frozen. I'll come back.
Yeah.
Bill?
Bill votes yes.
Violetta?
Yes.
Sue Goodwin?
Abstain.
Robert?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Kamal?
Yes.
Arthur?
I abstain.
Andrew, I'll come back. Ambrose?
Yes.
Sorry, Andrew here. Yes, I was muted.
Patrick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Mariah?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Minerva?
Yes.
Adele? Adele? I know she was on the train. Is she still on, what, 2 hours? Adele?
I don't.
I didn't hear anything. Okay, I'll go back to.
Excuse me?
Adele?
Ellen. Ellen?
Who's that?
Oh, it's Wanda.
Oh, Wanda, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My name.
I was gonna.
I vote yes.
Wanda? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And Adele, do you see her on there?
I'm looking.
She's not on, Dennis.
She's gone. Okay.
Okay. All right. And so back to the passes. Irene?
Yes.
Also, Verna, you said pass.
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay. Wayne?
Yes.
Okay, I think, Michael Byfield?
Yes.
What'd you say, Michael?
Yes.
I think he said yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I think I have everyone.
Ellen?
Yes.
Hi. Based on Mariah, I'm going to change my vote to yes.
Okay. Now, do I have everyone? Nobody changing? Yes.
Ellen, will you give the vote? In verbal.
I'm getting ready to give it.
I'm
getting ready to give it. I'm just making sure people have changed and there were passes.
I was asking if you were going to give it. That's all.
I'm going to give it. Okay, Irene, I'm going to give it. All right. So I have everybody. Nobody's changing. Everybody's gave their vote. All right. So we have yeses. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 yeses. And we have, 2 abstentions. 1, 2. 2 abstentions. And that's it.
And the chair votes yes.
Okay. So then we have 19 yeses. That's the vote.
Thank you all. This is important work. And let me just add as a kind of process note. I know that there's been a lot of stuff flying around and this is confusing. Since we did postpone this from the last meeting and we knew that this was coming up, this was a major item, and it was on the agenda for this meeting. Just as a matter of practice, I would hope that, even if it's, you know, yesterday or this afternoon, if you have questions about something that you know is coming up for the meeting, you know, pick up the phone or send me an email or something, do something to try and get clarification because it's really hard to try and get to a specific answer when you got, 24 people on the screen, trying to sort things out. So, and to that point, let me ask this. It has been suggested that the task force, be the ones who thought before that they were not necessarily empowered to answer these questions, that the task force be empowered to do that. And let me put it to you, Tom, do you think that that's something that the committee can do in a timely fashion? And I would also, even if that's the case, I would ask you to invite, Tony Leon into that process because
absolutely.
He has been the most consistent member of this board in pushing this to completion, and I congratulate and thank you for that, Tony.
Absolutely.
Okay, so can the committee commit to filling in these gaps by 2 weeks from now?
I think so. I'll send out an email as soon as the meeting's over and see when people are available and convene a Zoom amongst us.
Make it happen.
All right.
Thank you. Come on.
No offense to my good brother Tom Cole. But you know, Mariah, I believe, was on that committee as well. She's actually the sitting LSB member. We hadn't heard from her, so I was just a little concerned that we hadn't kind of solicited her input. I mean, the vote is gone now, so just as a note.
I thought I heard Mariah say something.
Yeah, I think it was just confusing in terms of the documents, but yeah. You know, the grievance is a part of the Bill of Rights, and I think what Tony sent was just the section of the Bill of Rights. So I think that was the confusing part.
Yeah, I think Tony sent a couple of things. He sent one thing that was just grievance procedure, and then he also sent a revision of the total document, and that was part of the confusion.
Agree that, you know, all the questions that are posed are definitely valid, but, you know, I think overall the Bill of Rights is a solid document. It just needs some refinement.
And let me, we do have another, because it was actually two documents that the committee worked on, and let me ask if there are any objections to approving the operation manual, which was also part of the committee's work. Am I hearing any objections to the operation manual, which is brief and fairly straightforward, but an important thing to have in place?
It's pretty lengthy, so it's like 35 pages.
Well,
so,
okay, not that big.
So if folks want to take more time, if you don't know the delineation between the two, then it is probably worth going through.
Okay. I mean, and that is not, it's more, when I say it's more just a lot of descriptions and definitions. So if the committee is okay with that, postponing the final vote on that till next month, we will bring that back next month, but everyone, and we'll send that around again as a standalone document, operation manual. Okay. Committee okay with waiting another month on that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine by me.
That's what we'll do. Mr. Tatum.
Yes.
I think we passed the point that I wanted to mention. One of the confusing parts was that I think people, Mr. Chair, need to be straightened out on what an amendment is. You have a document and then you can amend it. But here's the problem. Each amendment has to be voted on separately before it becomes a part of the main document. Mm-hmm. And so I think we missed that step. And that's where all the confusion comes. You've got to approve the amendment first before you can approve the entire document. Approve. The
document. It was accepted without objection. Okay, so that is there any new business?
Yes. It isn't new business. Yeah,
go ahead.
It isn't new business, but since we did not have a report from the program committee, or the PD, I just
you have a report from the PD.
Well, I just like to go, we had, a major set of changes that took place this last week, actually, in terms of new programs coming on the air during fundraising time. I listened to the news show, which...
Excuse me, let me ask you this. Had you arrived in the meeting when we had that conversation, when I went through the program, PD report?
I was, and what happened is, you went to community comment, and I had to give up my spot.
Okay, go ahead. All right, it's not new business, but I'll give you your 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, and what we have is these decisions are made with no consultation of anyone. And that's what we've been talking about from the beginning, which is probably the reason why the program committee may have just gotten fed up and decided not even to meet, because what is the purpose? But it is a dangerous precedence to set, to have this many programs. I've been here 16 years. In my lifetime in D.C., since I've been a member of WPFW, I've never encountered a week or 2 weeks or a month where we had this many changes. This is tantamount to like a new radio program. So I just say that because maybe we're really not thinking about this, but this is serious. And it's more reason why we need to have a program committee and some accountability.
Yeah.
One of the things I do want to say is that the we should get another report in this space from the CAB in a near future meeting. One of the things that the CAB is tasked to do is to review annually a vision statement on programming that the management is obliged to produce an annual report explaining basically the vision and the reason some of the questions people have been asking about the rationale for programs and things like that. That is something that we went to the trouble of establishing a community advisory board. That's basically their primary purpose, structural purpose, is to review that document that must be submitted by management. So hopefully we can get some answers there. I see Irene and Minerva.
I just wanted to add one last
point of order. Is there a rule being broken?
No, it's a procedural question.
What is the procedure? That's okay.
I'd like to know if it's appropriate to move to adjourn the meeting.
No,
I already said that there were two hands up. It would not be inappropriate, but it would be rude.
Okay, understood.
Dennis, this is new business. I recommend that as a board, we have a retreat at least once a year. We've never had that. We're almost in the ninth month of this. So I'd like to propose that we consider that maybe in the next board meeting, we try to come up with a date and time and place.
All right. Well, why don't you, flesh out a formal proposal? Talk to some folks and get some input and some backing and get it on the agenda for next month.
I will.
Thank you. Minerva.
Yes.
Your hand disappeared, but are you still there? You were next in line, Irene, if you're still
okay,
there.
Okay, thanks. I'm still here. Okay. I got Minerva. Okay.
Keep your hand up. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, you gonna let Minerva go first?
No, Irene, go ahead and say what you want to say, please. I'll
do mine.
Irene,
one of the things I'd like to point out is that I just want to know how we arrive at decisions to replace one program over another. We need to know that, guys. Really, because we speak for our listeners. We speak for the listeners. Who said that we needed Brazilian music for an hour or at any given time? Who said that we needed to replace a Saturday morning show that's bringing on mega money consistently? Who said that? We need to look at those things, LSB. Come on, y'all. Let's stop looking at this as who we like, but really as what is best for our station. Young people, I get it. We need to get them involved, but they stream. They ain't listening to us.
All right. And I just want to say, first that, it was not intentional not to have a program committee report because we did meet, but all of that information will be shared at the next meeting. And for those on the committee, the meeting date and time is on the website. And definitely things are being noticed and it's being understood what's taking place. So we'll just wait till next month with our meeting. So I'll leave it just at that. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Pinchback, are you revisiting your earlier point? Ron?
Here. Sorry. Yes, sir. I am.
At this point, it would be both appropriate and welcome.
We move that we adjourn the meeting.
Is there a second?
So moved. This one.
Second. So moved. It's second.
Third, four, five, six, right. Seven, eight.
So be it. Right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Thank you for being kind in the chat.
Yeah. Thanks, Wayne.
Good night, everyone. Yeah, have a wonderful evening.
Kind words indeed, Ellen. Kind words indeed.
Yes. And it was pretty. You know, I can say people were peaceful.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Kind words.
Getting better.
Just follow the rules.
Y'all getting good.
Real simple.
Take care, everybody.
Join us. Real simple.
Way to go, Wayne.
Yep.
Good night.